You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
2.5 back of the wild card spot. Let's go.
According to people on MLB Network, the season's over.
Back to 500.
We're 2.5 out of the wild card. Season's dead.
Stacking series wins. Stacking.
This is amazing. We got people taking video of Stephen Kwan out in left field where he's basically doing his goodbye concert to everybody, which everybody's like, no, he does that every game, which
He waves before every game. I can confirm that.
And then he waves at the end of every game.
When they win home games, I have seen him wave before. I can't say everyone, but I know every home game he comes out and he waves.
Wait, he waves hello or waves goodbye?
He kisses it goodbye. He waves hello. He
says very aloha. Specific here.
That means both.
And our prayers are with those in the path of a tsunami right Stephen, now in Hawaii. And friends you. That I were heading
that
out
up
that way.
To start the show.
Okay. Mary Kay Cabot at 8:20 this morning. I don't know why I needed to say that just to keep moving on with the show there. You can always tell when I just want to trudge forward when I just go, Mary Kay, we're talking Guardians, she's going to join us at 8:20 this morning. Yeah.
I feel the same way. I made that open knowing that music was not the way that I feel this morning. Right?
Well, because,
everyone's telling me that we are in hospice right now. And I'm just saying, no, he's getting out of hospice.
All right,
dude.
Tell me if I'm somebody's like, we've all known somebody who's like at death's door, and they ain't doing well, and their son, daughter, whoever it is just unrealistic about the situation, and you're like, well, they're dealing with it the way they have to deal with it. That's fine. But it's like, no, I'll be fine. I'll pull through. That's it. You know. And I'm going, I got Jim Bowden on foul territory, and I'm going to play this here in a second. But they're saying the season's over. What am I missing? You're 2.5 games out of the wild card. And, well, the season's done, so we got to liquidate the assets. Liquidate the assets. Please help me. If I'm being unrealistic, I need your help this morning. 216-474-0092. Because Emmanuel Clase, who's going away now until August 31st, and then we'll find out, more than likely gone. He goes away now. If he's gone, I'm thinking, you're already on a roller coaster with him anyway. Luis Ortiz, it was already going, well, you mean you can hopefully get... Like I was hoping that there was promise there. He's only 25 years old. But there was not a whole lot of faith in... There was more faith in Emmanuel Clase, but there really wasn't a whole lot of faith in either or. And you were still there. And like last week, all right, we're coming out of the All-Star break. We're going well. Things are going well. We could take a run at this wild card spot. We could take a run at this American League wild card. Still make the most of this season, even though the ownership didn't really give us much to really go on anything. And we actually pulled away from this team. And then by the end of last week, when the Tigers were struggling, there were some people toying with the notion of taking over this division, even though you're 8 games out to start the week.
And you're 9 right now.
And by the way, go to look what the Angels did. The Angels started the day at 2 games under 500. I didn't see what the Angels might have done last night or yesterday afternoon, But the Angels started the day at two games under 500. They're behind you in the wild card and Bob Nightingale. Oh, they're buyers. The Angels are buyers. So not only are we not buying, we're not supposed to buy, we're supposed to have a borderline fire sale and get rid of Stephen Kwan. Here's Jim Bowden.
Oh, he was going to get traded. There's no doubt. And Chris Antonetti, the president, Mike Chernoff, the GM, have been working 6 weeks at moving Emmanuel Clase. And they were in a really strong position as sellers. And they decided to sell. And that's the direction they were going. And Clase was going to be the headliner at this trade deadline for them. And they were in a great position because we have so many of the contending teams and division leading teams that were focusing on high leverage back end relievers. This is franchise changing. This is a huge blow for them because this was going to be an opportunity to really reset this organization by using him as trade bait here. And so it is just a huge setback.
So you were going to get rid of that, again, that's foul territory. So you were going to get rid of Emmanuel Clase, who, again, you had a $6 million salary due to you next year, and I think it was up to $10 million a year after that, but who knows if you were going to really do that. And I've been saying since the wintertime, it's like, man, Emmanuel Clase is going to get traded by the trade deadline. So there's nothing surprising there. But because not to mention,
it sounds like what he's referencing is there could have been a bidding war for him,
but
that the Guardians would have held all the cards there and been able to get a haul for him.
So that blows up in your face. That's unfortunate. Feel bad for you on that one. But because that blows up in your face, I have to get rid of one of the only two guys that I can get. Well, I mean, I could try to start counting on Kyle Manzardo, but they won't play him against any lefties. I'm a lefty. You're a lefty. So if they put you and me on the mound against the Cleveland Guardians, that means Kyle, you're a lefty too.
I'm a lefty
too.
This
is a room full of lefties.
Let's
here.
Go.
So
Manzardo is not hitting on this show.
If any one of us were to be selected by one of the teams and just stood out there on the mound, apparently Kyle Manzardo isn't allowed to be in the lineup because we're lefties. Guy with an almost 6 ERA last night. Kyle Manzardo can't start. Can't start in this lineup, no.
We've been puzzled by that feels like a month.
So there's that, and because you didn't get this haul for Emmanuel Clase, now it feels like a problem gambler chasing, like trying to come back from something going, I almost had that, so now I have to go chase this. Like, no, what are you doing? Why do I need to trade away a guy who I have 2 years? Owen's nodding his head with everything I'm saying.
It feels like credit card debt where they're just selling off stuff to try to pay off their lenders.
So because I didn't get that windfall of the almost win, I've been chasing my king in blackjack, and since I didn't get it, now I'm chasing other things, and so now I have to get rid of the guy who I still have 2 more years of team control?
Yeah, it's tough because I can't lie. I've been saying for, you know, a year that I don't think they're going to sign Kwan. So if I'm operating from that standpoint, and I think most rational Guardians fans probably when they saw The Notebook, and I'm not talking about the movie, which I do cry at the end. I have cried.
Never cried at the end. I thought it was the hokiest ending in the history
of
movies.
Insane. Well, you don't have any feelings. Wait, I mean, we've delved into your relationship.
We'll do this on the podcast.
Can I spoil the movie?
No, you cannot.
Oh, holding hands and dying in the same bed in the same time.
And that's what I feel like with Stephen Kwan right now is me and him are laying there holding hands and we're about both to die.
Once his notebook, once it got out that he was looking for whatever, 30 million plus, 35 I think at that point, but I don't think he's sniffing that. I've always just assumed, again, we're going to have to enjoy Kwan until we don't have him anymore. There's a little bit of surprise. Like, this seems like a year early that they would be moving him. Now, I don't know what the offers are. I've always kind of operated with the Guardians. Like, they, in the past, I have trusted them on moves like this. I have trusted them saying that it always sucks to lose a guy that you really like and you're invested in. But if they're not going to sign that guy, then get what you can for him. This just seems a year early. And I don't know if that trust is there as much as it used to be.
And the problem I have with all this is I'm an emotional basket case, and you're not disagreeing with me. So when we start, like when I start yelling about football, it's all right in front of me, and I can see forest, trees, the whole thing. And I'm an emotional basket case about baseball. And this whole time, Ken, you've been like, well, Ken, you're thinking with your heart. You're not thinking with your head. Look at where they're at. Well, now you're kind of wondering, like, well, why are you doing this when you still have a year of control? The proponents, because I've had people.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Walk up to me over the last 24 hours who are like guardians people, who are proponents of this. And well, Kenny, you can get this hall. I go, what hall? What hall? My superstar is 32 years old. Are we not supposed to build around the superstar, the guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame? We're not supposed to do that? What's this haul? Because I hear about the catching prospect. Okay, well, by the way, if we're going after another catching prospect, that's still a knock on the front office here, because who's your catcher right now? You can put a guy out there with no arms who might do just as well defensively. And then you have Austin Hedges, who's basically slider in the dugout. Okay. So that's still a knock on the front office. So I need to know why, and I ask this rhetorically because we know why, the team that came off an ALCS appearance last year and is still 2.5 games out of the wild card as we start this show this morning needs to have a fire sale. It ain't adding up. It ain't adding up. And you bitch and moan about money all the time. Talking about them over there. You bitch and moan about money all the time. Well, we just pull our pockets inside out. We're spending all this. Don't you see we're spending? Okay, fine. I don't see it because we're not allowed to see anything. And now I feel like it's 2011 all over again. And the only thing I can think of is that all you're trying to do is just prepare for some work stoppage so you can get all the young guys in the farm system that you possibly can to get ready for a work stoppage coming up in the next couple of years.
I do think you're going to, not just here in Cleveland, I think a lot of the markets that operate like this, a lot of the owners that operate like this, we're talking bottom 10 in payroll. I think you're going to hear a lot about that work stoppage and teams gearing up for that and trying to save every last dollar they can.
Which again, and that's a baseball problem.
Yo, that's a huge baseball problem.
Except, again, Paul Dolan is part of baseball.
That's what separates baseball from the other sports, is that you do have that problem.
It's terrible. So now I have a team that's competitive. Like, if you were a Pirates fan, you could just say, I don't give a damn, to hell with them. Why are we even wasting our time? Let's talk about Steelers training camp. And there might be some people just want to talk about Browns training camp for all that matter. So we'll see where this one goes. But because they haven't been a competitive, really competitive franchise in quite some time, you could just say, to hell with them. I don't care about them anyway. This has been a competitive franchise. The whole reason that I'm upset and bothered by all this is because they've played well enough to make a lot of people care and make the hardcore sports fans in Cleveland care about this team to think they can actually break through. And now we're preparing for our fiscal futures here instead of trying to win, which is contradictory to what every fan out there wants their pro sports teams to do. And when I'm not getting you talking down to me, and I'm saying this in a nice way, when I'm not getting you talking down to me going, Ken, you're too emotional over this, that's what bothers me the most. Because throughout this entire time, see, we started the season, well, you got to understand the economics of this. And we were with each other up until about last month. And then the wheels came off, the gloves came off, we said nasty things about each other.
When they had lost 10 straight.
But here you are, not telling me that I'm acting like a child and not being realistic about the situation, and not being respectful of a team that has been responsible over the last umpteen years. And that's what bothers me the most, because if they get you off the wagon, well, then it's just all three of us and we're just going to be upset because he in there, he's as fit to be tied as anybody
Do you think part of it is they came into the season with their fingers crossed that their front office maneuvers and risky as they were with the Naylor situation, they end up, you know, the Freeman, whatever. It's been unbelievable how bad, you know, Nolan Jones is. And then, of course, Freeman, he hasn't taken off, but he's been pretty good. He's at least hit for average.
He's what we need
right now. But, and this isn't to give them credit at all, because these were risky moves. And I remember we were sitting there looking at each other when these moves were made in the offseason going, I guess I got to trust them. In the past, they've been able to turn these into... They've been to turn these into either talent, or they've been smart to get out of certain contracts and let it be somebody else's problem. And then they're putting their eggs in the David Fry, you know, the Lane Thomas baskets, and hopefully somebody can emerge, and eventually they're going to bring up the Lauder, which unfortunately is not going to happen this year, and it was too late for our liking anyway. And Bazzana, let's see what kind of an impact he might have, and then he had setbacks. Is it possible they're just looking today going, all right, I know what the standings say. We're 2.5 games back. This has been a season from hell.
It ain't possible. I think it's happening.
The moves haven't, the successful moves that we normally can rely on, they have not gone our way. They might preach bad luck. Obviously, we'd have fans call in and say, well, that's luck that you created. Either way, they're sitting here going, what's the point? They're not going to sign Kwan. At no point does anybody truly think they're going to sign Kwan to a lucrative deal, because nobody gets a second deal here.
So anything they do.
All of that is over anyway, so begin the pivot process.
So everything they do, that's good. If they go and say they can't get a deal done with Kwan and he stays here, or if they even do, for crying out loud, that's a totally different animal. But anything they do from here on out, see, you just hit it. Anything they do from here on out, they've done in spite of the wishes of the front office and the ownership.
You're talking if they actually pull it off.
They shed salary during the offseason. They'd make no real effort to help this baseball team roster-wise. You were planning on trading away Emmanuel Clase all the time, the whole way through. That blows up, then it turns into, well, it must go with Stephen Kwan. If you can't get a deal done because it's not to your liking, people know you're in a disadvantaged position, because it reeks, for the first time ever, it reeks of desperation by this club, which I never thought they'd be in a desperate mode, because now from the way that Bowden just said and the way that they're saying this in these reports, see, now the Guardians are working to move him. They're working to move Kwan and Bieber. So if they went from, well, it's Class A, to working to move Kwan and Bieber, well, now you're a desperate team. So anything they accomplish now is directly in spite of the front office. Do you disagree with that? Because it's against the wishes of what they want
to
do.
They probably chalk it up to that's baseball.
Great.
So my big hope for my team is that's baseball. I think that's always been the hope for, especially come playoff
time.
That's
been my entire argument over the last month, because the other two teams in town, one to a embarrassingly terrible level, the other one to a very good level, they didn't just go, well, that's basketball and that's football. They did everything they could. Hell or high water, for better or for far, far worse.
Oh, I mean, yes, the worst.
Far, far worse.
The bottom.
Far worse, to eliminate the that's this and that type of thing. And you just said it. If they do anything good, well, that's baseball. You can't predict baseball. So now that's all we are. And I hate it. And I'm not trying to be ironic or kitschy or anything here. Now we're rolling craps at the table.
Is there any part of you that would say the prototypical Kwan deal, the deal that they make every time, that's why, to play devil's advocate, that's how the Guardians and their low payroll sustain themselves over time?
No, maybe. 216-474-0092. Are you okay with trading them? Trade deadline, 6 o'clock today. They're back home tomorrow against the Twins, right?
I believe so.
Twinkie's coming to town. So I thought by last night, it could very well be Stephen Kwan's last game. Not because of the wave off or anything like that. Let's just call it what it is. The trade talks have heated up. So Have you made peace with it, or are you okay with trading him? We got Matt Derry, who said he's done with the ownership. He's done until they sell if they trade away Stephen Kwan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.